Welcome to the Retirement Risk Show, the best retirement interviews and advice with Dave Hall. Learn strategies to help you reduce and even eliminate the risks facing your retirement.
Hello, welcome to the show. My name is Dave Hall. I am your host. Here we are back again, talking about that longest self-imposed period of unemployment most of us will have in our lifetime. It may be 10 years, it could be 20, heck, it might even be 30 or 40. It is what we call retirement. If you would like to learn more about what you can do to get safely through retirement, go to my website, retirementriskadvisors.com. Here you will be able to get access to all of the tools and resources we have available, as well as my calendar for the opportunity to sit down and have a no-fee consultation where we can talk about your retirement. Today, we're going to be talking about tax rate risk. It is one of the top 10 financial risks facing your retirement. The issue with tax rate risk is the fact that taxes may be substantially higher in the future than they are today. So today we're going to cover the various taxes that you may be dealing with as you go through your retirement years and why it's important that we take all these in consideration. One of the things that I continually see is because most advisors are not CPAs, they don't have a tax background as I have. They have issues many times trying to figure out Roth conversions, trying to figure out exactly what your taxes should look like as you go through this process. So I want to make sure that you're prepared, that you have the information you need and that you understand the things that you should be looking at if you are going to do Roth conversions, or if you're trying to look at periods of time of how you would spend your money and what buckets that money should come from as you enter those retirement years. First one we always need to look at is the current tax rates, whether it be federal, state, or local tax rates. When we look at it from today's standpoint, highest marginal tax rate we have is 37%. Lowest could be zero. You could be down to zero. The lowest actual taxes you would pay is 10%. And then from a state side, it's going to range from a zero up to 10, 11, 12, 13%, depending on which state you may live in. Very important that you take that in consideration because that is going to impact the cash flow that you have going into retirement. The next big one we need to look at is the future tax rates. We do know that on January 1st, 2026, taxes will be going back up to what they were in 2017 before the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that was implemented by President Trump. At this point, the top marginal tax bracket was 39.6, or the top marginal rate, and the brackets there were much smaller than where we are today. We're hoping there will be some inflation adjusting that takes place, but we do expect to see a small increase for many taxpayers once that happens. And for some of you, based upon where your bracket is today, that could be as much as a 9% increase. That's a substantial amount of additional taxes that you may be required to pay. So if you're looking to the future and you believe like we do, the taxes are going to be higher in the future and that by 2030 may even have to double. This is what David Walker, the old Comptroller General of the United States, an individual we've had on our show before, this is what he says in his book, Come Back America, as well as his new book, America 2040, Still a Superpower ? If we're going to get into a position where by 2030 or thereafter, taxes are double what they are today, makes a big difference in how we handle our taxes for now, how we handle Roth conversions, how we look at traditional retirement accounts, all of these things that are so important as we look to our future retirement. The next one is capital gains. This is something that's often not looked at when someone's doing a Roth conversion. They look at the tax deferred bucket. Maybe they're going to move $50,000 out of the tax deferred bucket and plan to pay their taxes out of their taxable bucket. They think there's not going to be any additional tax because of that, because in theory, that taxable bucket has had taxes paid on it. The reality of it is you may have to sell investments that could create capital gains tax on top of the tax you would pay on the conversions. Now, the great thing about capital gains tax, if you manage it correctly, there are segments where you could be paying zero capital gains tax on the capital assets you have. If you are a married couple and you make less than $94,051, you could have a zero capital gain tax. If you're a single individual making less than $47,026, you could have zero capital gains tax. If you are over that for a married couple going up to $583,750, you would be paying at 15%, and anything above that would be at 20%. For a single individual going up to $518,900, you would be paying paying 15%, and then anything above that would be a 20%. So much lower than the 37% tax that we have from an ordinary income tax standpoint. And this is something that can be used in the future as well when you're planning out the rest of your retirement years. Many times people take their safe money, put it in their taxable bucket. This is putting money into the bonds that are going to create income. They're putting into CDs that create interest, maybe putting it into dividend paying stocks where you've got some type of taxable event. This isn't necessarily the most efficient way to run your money. What we would typically want to see in that taxable bucket is more capital gain type assets that when you sold after having them a year, and those were the long-term capital gain rates we talked about with the 0, 15, and 20%, you have to have held the asset for at least a year, that because of that, you would be in a position where you could pay substantially less taxes. So you've really got to rethink how you're doing your retirement. Most people do just the opposite of what they should do. They put the money in the taxable bucket to cover their living costs, and then they put the growth assets into their either deferred or tax-free buckets. We need to flip those around. What we want is the tax-free income, all of the income coming in from the tax-free bucket, because not only will it not be taxed, but it will not create taxation on Social Security. And then we want our growth assets in our taxable bucket so we can get that lower tax rate. But this is not being promoted by a lot of advisors out there. They're not taking this into consideration. You need to make sure that you look at these options. Next one is net investment tax. This was the additional surcharge that was added to help cover some of the Medicare shortfall. It is a 3.8% tax on your investments. If your income is over $200,000 for a single person, $250,000 for a married couple. This is another one that many people don't think about when they're going through the conversion process. You're not having to pay the net investment tax on your Roth conversions, but it may push you up. If you're trying to get to the 24% top bracket and you're at $380,000+ for a married couple, all of a sudden you have some investment income that's paying out. You will have this net investment tax on that income because you will be above that $250,000 threshold for a married couple. Or if you're a single individual trying to get the max out of the 24% bracket, you may be there as well and have some issues you've got to deal with the net investment tax. So all this just needs to be added in. Doesn't mean it still doesn't make sense to do conversions. It just means you need to really look at what the true cost of those are and see if there are better ways to extend those taxes out to where you would not have that problem in the future. Social Security taxation is the next one that we need to look at. This is where up to 85% of your Social Security can be taxed based upon your provisional income tax levels. This includes your taxable income, your tax-exempt interest income, and one half of your Social Security. If these amounts exceed $25,000 for a single individual or $32,000 for a married couple, you will be subject to tax on your Social Security. It's going to start at 50% and then go up to 85% of your benefits could be taxed. This becomes a big issue. Another one that many people don't look at. They wait on their Roth conversions until they get into retirement, thinking that because they're in a higher bracket during their working years, surely they'll be in a lower bracket going into retirement. But what they don't realize is that you can get yourself in a position to where every additional dollar you convert, you're having to pay an extra 85-cent tax on an extra 85 cents because of your Social Security taxation. Now, all of a sudden, instead of being maybe in a 24% bracket, you could be in a 40, 42% bracket, somewhere in there based upon the math that's used. So you've got to be very careful here that you're not lulling yourself into a situation where you think taxes are going to be lower in retirement, not realizing that there is a way to get Social Security tax-free, but you've got to plan accordingly. And if not, you're going to be paying these higher tax rates because of what Social Security taxation is going to cause. The next one is the IRMA adjustment. This is for Medicare. This is where if you have too much income coming in, they will charge you extra for your Medicare premiums. They're going to start charging you extra if you're a single individual in 2024 at $103,000. This is a two-year look back. For a married couple, your modified adjusted gross income of $206,000. The problem here is this amount based upon, depending on where you end up, the amount that you could pay extra for a married couple, even if you're still in the 24% tax bracket, can be over $10,000 extra that you would be paying into Medicare for your Medicare health insurance benefits that you otherwise would not have to pay. So once again, this is something that has to be looked at because you don't want to get into a situation where you don't consider this and then all of a sudden you find out that you've got $10,000 extra coming out of your Social Security check or you're having to pay in these extra premiums. Understand that the IRMA adjustments do have a two-year lag. So whatever you're looking at in 2024, you would go back to your 2022 income. There are ways to get out of this. And also know we do teach classes on Social Security and Medicare. It includes the impact of taxes and IRMA as well as provisional income. You can go to our website to get access to those. Alternative minimum tax, this is one that many people are not subject to. It was designed to ensure that if people had too large of deductions, that they would pay a minimum of 26 to 28%. I don't see a lot of this. I've done taxes now for 30 years as well. Don't see this coming in too often, but it is something that needs to be taken into consideration, especially if someone's got large mortgages or large charitable contributions, something that you will want to look at. Premium credits for your health insurance. We do have individuals that go into retirement in their early 60s where they cannot get Medicare yet, so they go on to the health exchange and oftentimes try to get those credits, try to use their taxable bucket where they've already paid tax on that money to keep their income down low to allow them to get those premium credits. This is something you can look at as well because there can be thousands of extra dollars that you may have available to you if you get your income levels right during those years leading into Medicare if you happen to retire early. Charitable intent is another one that you've got to take into consideration. And really for most people, what you want to look at is qualified charitable distributions from your IRA once you reach 70 and a half. So if you're someone like me that gives 10% to your church or you have other organizations that you give large amounts to, you can set it up to where you have your custodian of your IRA send that money over on your behalf to the charity and you do not have to pick that income up nor take that offsetting deduction on your Schedule A where often it's lost. It allows you to offset the deduction and the income to where there's no net effect on your tax return. Many of you, if you don't do it this way, you will report the, let's say it's $10,000, you would report that as taxable income as an IRA distribution. And then on your Schedule A, you would put the $10,000 charitable deduction. But if you don't have a mortgage or other large deductions, the standard deduction may be substantially larger than that 10 grand and you end up losing it. So this is another big thing that needs to be looked at from a tax side because it can save you thousands of dollars throughout your retirement if you're someone that's wanting to give money for charitable purposes. And the last one I want to cover today that I believe is important to all of us is the standard deduction. This is where we can get a triple win from the government if we do it correctly. We want some money for most of you in the tax deferred bucket. We want some money coming out because if you don't have the sufficient levels of income, you may be in a position to where you have a standard deduction that gets wasted. You may have $30,000+ as a retiree that would be entitled to be used to offset income if all you have left is your Social Security and you've converted everything else into a tax-free environment. You may be wasting money that you would have available that you could offset additional tax deferred or taxable income against to get you still to a 0% tax bracket, not have to pay any tax, but be at a point where you would be able to get yourself where you need to be from a cash flow standpoint regarding your tax situation, where you're not having to pay extra money that you shouldn't, but also not giving away a deduction that you're fully entitled to that you're not using. A lot of information to process here. Unfortunately, I could spend hours going through each of these topics to help you better understand it, but we don't have time. But if this has resonated with you as you look at your own retirement and some of the concerns you have with Roth conversions or some of the concerns you have in regards to the way you're pulling money out of your retirement and what it might look like not only for you, but for beneficiaries in the future, please go to our website, retirementriskadvisors.com, where you can schedule a no-fee consultation where we'll go through and talk about this, see what we can do to help you with your overall planning. Now, this is not something that we do separate from our risk-based retirement planning. It is a service we offer with our Social Security analysis, our money management, the risk tolerance assessments we do, the RISA profiling to help you match your money with your profile to make you the boss of your retirement. It's all part of our overall plan, so it isn't something that you could stay with your current advisor and then come to us to do tax strategies. That's not the way we're designed. I'm happy to help people with it, but it's a part of our overall process. And what we believe sets us apart from most other advisors out there who do not have the skills to really address these issues and really help people get where they need to be from a tax standpoint. Because what many people don't understand as well is that taxes are going to be one of your largest bills in retirement. In fact, if you have your home mortgage paid off going into retirement, which many of the CPAs we work with do, this and medical costs will be your number one and two costs that you will have during your retirement year. So if you can maximize how you handle your tax situation, get the limit, the amount that you pay out of pocket down to as low as possible, that's going to give you more cash flow, going to give you a higher probability of success with your retirement, and also allow you to leave a larger legacy. So this is part of what we do when we talk about making you the boss of your retirement. We talk about helping you increase your income. We talk about helping you increase your legacy or grow your legacy for your beneficiaries. And number three, get more peace of mind towards your retirement. These strategies, stuff like this, are what helps us be able to do that, because we're able to take the laws that are established, use math and science to come up with plans that will allow people to maximize the dollars they have. My name's Dave Hall. I've been your host. Look forward to seeing each of you back here next week, where we'll talk about another risk or another topic that is going to impact your retirement.
Hey, if you liked what you heard and you want more retirement risk education, or you're interested in signing up for any of our many retirement-focused webinars, make sure you check out our website at retirementriskadvisors.com. We have a lot of great resources, tools, and information on retirement available to you right at your fingertips. And if you're on social media, you can find us at Retirement Risk Advisors on Instagram and Facebook. This brings us to the end of another episode of the Retirement Risk Show with our host and retirement risk expert, Dave Hall. We here at RRA don't just get you to retirement, we get you safely through retirement. Thanks again for listening, and we will be back with you again soon.